You're listening to World Evangelistic Podcast, preaching the word, winning souls, stirring up the gifts in believers, equipping saints to do the work of the ministry.
And now,
Evangelist Kofi.
Hey, good morning. I don't even know which camera I'm looking into. Okay, that one, the middle one. Good morning. Let me get closer. Sorry that my white shirt, undershirt is short. I don't know why I always make this mistake. I'm not supposed to wear black with a white undershirt, but I always do. Yes, I need somebody to help me with my fashion. Amen. Share the broadcast for me. Let me know where you're watching from this morning. Click the share button. Let me know where you're watching from. We haven't done this in a very long time. Yesterday, I was just thinking, the word that I was meditating or I was thinking about was just the phrase, the God of miracles. Somebody, I want you to write in the comment, the God of miracles. Welcome, Trey from Columbus, Georgia. Cheryl, welcome from St. Louis, Missouri. The God of miracles. Welcome from South Louisiana. Columbus, Georgia again, Fort Lauderdale, lady. Aloha. That's how they do it, right? Aloha. Zambia, do they speak Swahili? If they do, Karibu. Jumbo, jumbo. The God of miracles. Hallelujah. Welcome from Jacksonville, Tanya. Australia, welcome. Margaret and David, great people. Welcome from St. Louis. Kenya, Karibu. Now I got somebody that speaks Swahili. Ecstatic joy, prophesy. Jumbo. I think that's all. Sometimes I remember a few, but that's the only one I remember. Fort Worth, Texas. St. Augustine, Florida. Love you more, Tanya. Bethlehem, PA. Right in the corner. Fort Worth, Texas. South Africa. Hanover, PA. Boston. Oh, you watch it from Boston or from Kenya? But you're Kenyan, right? Welcome from Connecticut. I'm going to be in Connecticut in next month. Looking forward to it. Destin, Florida. San Antonio, Texas. San Antonio Spurs used to be one of my favorite basketball teams during the time of David Robinson and Tim Duncan. I used to like them. But I like New York Knicks, which I don't proudly say it, but they haven't performed in like years. Welcome from Sorrento, Florida. West Virginia. I love West Virginia. Shiprock, New Mexico. Wow. East Texas. Yep. I'm looking forward to seeing you too, Colleen. Deborah, you mean Adelaide? Wait, Adelaide, Australia? Is that what you mean? Beth Coulson, Derby, Florida. Welcome, Martha. Rita, good morning. How are you? How is your husband, Al? Zambia. Nicholas Schuler from Zambia. I've never been to Zambia, but hopefully soon an opportunity will present itself and the door will be open for me to come to Zambia. Father, we thank you so much. We give you all the praise and we give you the honor. We give you the adoration. Thank you for the opportunity to be in your presence this morning. Thank you that you hear us and you always hear us. Thank you that you're going to hear us this morning. and you're going to do the unsearchable, the unthinkable in our lives. Father, we thank you that what no eye have seen, what no ear has heard, that is what you have reserved for us. We thank you that we would experience your goodness this morning. We thank you for the outbreak of miracles. We thank you for the testimonies you are giving us this morning. We thank you for your glory. We thank you for your praise. I want you to begin to just pray in the Holy Ghost with me for probably the next 2 minutes. Just begin to pray in the Holy Ghost if you've been baptized in the Holy Ghost. Mandere baragados je breski keregedos. I kabratara baranda daba shi kabado je brende debe. I kabada rande debe debe. I kebrentaraba mashi brakato dobore makabayande. Andi di baragado je breka batara bayande. I mahanda skete debe je breke bedo je bandi di baraka shatara barande debe. Ki breka tara barando shki keregedo je brende gedo je mandaraba. Andi di baragado je breka bahando je breka tara baragado. Marende debe debe shi brahando shki keregedo je breka ba. Marente de baragado je breka bahande debe. I karabashande reske te debe reka bayando dobo. I kabra tara baragado je brehandi di baragado. I kande de ba raske te debe je breka bayando dobo shande. Kibrayan dogodo je riski keregedo je brehanda raba. I kabrayan dodobo she karabaranda raba reske te debe. Kibrayan dodobo she karabayan doski keregedo. Ande de baragado je brehandi di baragado. Ande de ba raske te debe je breka baha. Marende ski keregedo. Kibrayan do roshe kete debe remandi di ba. I kabrayan doskete de baragadoje, marendege do, je brehanta, maskete de be, reskete de baragado, je breyan didi baragados, karanda da baraba, je kabayan doski keregedos, I kabrayan todobo, reskete de be, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Just worship the name of the Lord. Father, we bless you, we worship you, and we adore you. We thank you for an awesome, awesome morning. We thank you that we are about to experience you like never before. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed. And the people of God says, amen and amen. Glory. Hallelujah. 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 Father, we bless you. Well, the Bible says that for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your joy. We are glad that you've given us the opportunity to see today. We give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. How many of you will show by hands, by an emoji hand in the comments, if you are believing God for a miracle? Say, I'm believing God for a miracle. You don't have to tell me what kind of miracle you are believing God for. But just show by an emoji hand in the comments, I'm believing God for a miracle. Whether it's, you know, a miracle marriage. You know, I've told you about a testimony about how I met my wife. To me, it was a miracle because every girl that I ever tried to talk to, I would feel something that meant this person wasn't the right person, and I would move away. So it got to a point, I thought maybe the Lord was calling me to singlehood. I wasn't supposed to get married. So, when the Lord brought me somebody, it was a miracle because I was believing God for it. maybe it might not be for marriage, it might be for finances. You need a miracle. You are past due. Your credit cards are maxed out. You need a miracle. Something supernatural to happen. I've told you testimonies about how the Lord supernaturally turned things around for us. When it seems like we were hitting the deadline and there were no answers coming through, the Lord came through for us. Now I could tell you more. I could tell you one after the other. Some of you, it might be healing in your body. I could tell you how the Lord, you know, I don't know if I've told you. I've told you this story before. One time I was so sick, I just laid in bed and just lifted up my eyes and began to pray to the Lord within 2 hours. Yesterday, I was talking to a preacher friend of mine who, in Africa, he caught malaria. He said he caught malaria. So during his preaching, he really got sick and he had to like end his preaching prematurely. And we were just talking, I was encouraging him about certain things, you know. And I remember a time, multiple times when I was in Africa, where I got seriously ill. And the Lord healed me just within that day. Sometimes, like I told you, I've taught you this, that, or I've encouraged you with this, that God can give you a testimony, or God will give you a testimony where it would look like it's a scam. It would look like you are a fraudster, because the testimony will be so great. It will be so unbelievable because of what the Lord would do. It would take no effort from you, but it would surely be the doing of the Lord. I told you a story of a man that I heard this testimony. That this man won a contract with a company from South Africa to start acres and acres and acres of farming to produce fruit for their factory. And they had given this man $2 million to start, to get acquire the land, whether rent the land or buy the land and start the farming. And before this guy can start, they called him and said that we want to cancel the contract. For some reason or the other, they want to cancel the contract. And the guy, thinking about how he was going to refund the money back to them, they said, we only want you to refund $500,000, and $1.5 million is yours. Look at this. Telling you this testimony, it looks like it's a scam, but I'm telling you, it is a real story, because the man of God whom was telling me this story, the person that it happened to was somebody that sits under him and goes to his church. It looks like it's even unreal. How? Who does that? They didn't even ask for half. But the truth of the matter is, it's a real thing that happened. And this guy, you know, started building resorts. And now he's a multimillionaire. He's rich. He has money. I don't know about him. I don't know now. He's probably grown the worth. Now he's probably worth more than $1.5 million. Or probably has more than $1.5 million now. Hallelujah. So God, you know, he was a young man. God can do something in your life this morning that is tangible, that you would even be afraid to go and talk to other people about. There was this lady that I met in Massachusetts, told me about some problem that she's had since she was young. She's been so sick. Her husband has to help her go get in bed and get out of bed. And she says that one day she was joining us on here. And I begin to declare that there is a lady watching me with spinal problems or whatever it was, problems with your spine, the Lord is healing you. And it says that immediately the pain left her body. But it was so sudden, because you know what? You know you can get used to certain things. It was so sudden that she didn't even believe if it was for real or not. So for a day, she didn't tell her husband because she was testing to see. You know, God can do something in your life this morning that you would not even feel comfortable telling people, because people will be like, ah, is this person crazy? No. We know God is a God of miracles, but not this kind of miracle, because this is too much of a miracle. How many of you show by emoji hands wants too much of a miracle? Glory be to God. I want too much of a miracle. God can make bless you that even those that are blessed will begin to call you blessed. God prospered Solomon. He made Solomon so rich that the Bible says that when rich people saw Solomon, they said, I'm speaking Nigerian now. When rich people saw Solomon, I was like, Solomon, you are too rich. Solomon, you are too rich. Solomon, you are too rich. The Queen of Sheba, who was a very, very wealthy individual, very rich person. When the Queen of Sheba saw Solomon, the Bible says that her spirit left her, which means she passed out. She lost consciousness when she saw the wealth, because she was like, I've seen riches. I've seen rich kings, but I haven't seen this kind of rich. That is how the God that we serve works. Hallelujah. God, in the Bible said that there was a man who sat at the gate called Beautiful. And for years, this man, throughout all his life, he's been sitting at the gate begging for alms because he was lame and he was crippled in the leg. And when the disciples met him, they healed him in the name of Jesus. And people begin to wonder, is it the man that sat at the gate, or is it not him? Because the Lord did not only heal him, but the Lord beautified his life. That the people that knew him could no longer recognize him. They begin to talk about him. Is that him? Listen, God can make something great come out of your life. That when people that know you, people that went to school with you, people that work with you, when they begin to see you on TV, they see you on the street, they see you anywhere, they begin to ask, is that him or is that not him? Isn't that lady that had that medical problem that the doctor said that there is nothing we can do about it? Is it him? Oh, isn't that lady that even sometimes when she comes to work and we go out for lunch, she didn't even have enough money to buy food. And sometimes I have to chip in and give him a few $10 to buy Subway. Isn't that that lady? How come now she's feeding multitudes of people? Isn't it that man? He looked so shameful. Nobody wanted to be his friend. Nobody liked him. He smelled. It looked like he didn't take a shower, but look at him now. She looks sharp. He looks like the guy that if you have in your corner, everything will work out for you. Somebody shout glory. So the God of miracles can instantly, there was a man who had been laying by the pool of Bethesda for 38 years. This man was so ill, so lame, so sick. The Bible says that once a year an angel would come and stir up the pool, the water. And the first one to dip themselves into the water would be healed. Every year. And this man has been laying by the pool for 38 years. Hoping that sometime somebody would help him. Just thinking about his story breaks my heart. Some of you, you've been dealing with your situation for God knows however long, just waiting for one day that somebody God will send somebody. Somebody will come and be able to help you and turn your story around. Mind you, this man has been laying down by the pool, laying on the verge of his miracle. All he needed was an extra push and he would be made whole. But there was no strength. And, you know, and then if you are sick or you are lame, the older you get, the weaker you get. So what makes him think that if he couldn't do it 38 years ago, he can do it now after 38 years? But he was there believing and hoping that someday, until one day a man walked and said that, came and changed his story, came and changed his testimony, came and changed his destiny. The man came out of nowhere and just, boom, Jesus Christ walked into his life. I want to stir some faith in you. I want to, because I want to start ministering to you this morning. I want to start ministering to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm believing God for, just as the Lord did for the lady on this platform, that God healed her back. That I'm believing God for you, that God will do something. Just as Jesus did for the man at the pool of Bethsaida, who has been in that situation for so long. Jesus walked into the temple and there was a woman there who had been bent over for 18 years. 18 years this woman walked like this. Just one, when Jesus walked into her life, that lady's life, that lady's back was straightened. The Bible says that there was a woman what we call her, the woman with the issue of blood, who has been having her ordeal, dealing with her problem for 12 good years. The Bible says that she spent all her money on physicians, but her problem grew worse and worse and worse and worse and worse until that day when she encountered Master Jesus. I'm telling you, there's been years of that problem, but there is one day for your miracle. There is one day for your breakthrough. There is one day for your healing. There is one day for your complete turnaround. And I came to announce to somebody listening to me in their home, at work, in their car, wherever you might be, that this morning is that your one day for you to receive what God has promised you and what God has for you. If you believe, you say amen. And give praise to the Almighty God. You know, there was a lady that wrote me in the email about some medical problems that she has. And listening to me on the podcast, one day everything came to an end. She went to the hospital to check, and all her results came back negative. Glory be to God. Wouldn't he do it? Wouldn't he do it for you? 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 Mashibrakatarabaha. I command that spirit of heaviness to be lifted up from your life, from your head, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. That spirit of heaviness, in the mighty name of Jesus, I break it. In the mighty name of Jesus, and be filled with the joy of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Kibrantaraba Shibrehanda Maregedo Jebrendes Kikerege Ikabrante de Baharanda Ze Ikebrehando Skete. I want you to begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Jibre kaba rante de beregedo, jebre kaba marendes kikeregedo, jebre hante de bed, ikabrante de baragado, jibre hando, roski keregedos, ikabrayan de gedo, jikabaraba, rebeke te de be, mande de ba, jakaraba, rebakatorobo, jebrendes kike, kerata da baja, rebedo, jebreke de, andegedo, jibrendes kikerege, ikabrante de baraga, jabrande. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I command every blockage on the minds of your people, that which blocks their mind, fights against their miracle. I come against it now in the name of Jesus Christ. The oil of gladness for the spirit of heaviness. Put on us this morning the oil of gladness. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. So, I could pick up my phone and start reading you testimonies. I could open the Bible and start telling you testimonies. Jesus went into Peter's house. Peter's mother-in-law had fever. She was bedridden on the bed, sick. When Jesus walked into the house, the fever had to give way. Somebody say fever will give way this morning. Fever had to give way because Jesus came in. Let me tell you this. When Jesus comes into the midst, anything that is contrary to him must give way and must leave. Healing is a redemptive right. The price for your healing has already been paid. Jesus, mind you this, understand this. And I've told you, but sometimes, you know, people can have some things mentally, but not in their heart. Or not in their spirit. Jesus wants you healed more than even you want to be healed from him. You want to be healed by him. He wants you healed. Mark 11, verse 23. Look at this with me. Before I pray with you. I haven't used an actual Bible in a long time. I use the iPad that now. So, it was weird. Mark 11. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed and thou cast into the sea. One, if you say. So, you know, we are going to say a few things. I just want you to understand what we are doing this morning so that you would know how to receive healing. Because there is different, you know, when the Bible talks about the gifts of the Spirit, the only one that the Bible used as plural was the gifts of healing. He says that the gift of prophecy, the gift of interpretation of tongues, the gift of faith, the gift of working of miracles, and so on and so forth. But when it comes to healing, it says that the gifts of healing. So that tells you that healing, there's one, different kinds of healing, and two, healing itself is progressive. Because it would have said that, the Bible would have said that the gifts to heal. Not healing is progressive. Listen to it. Healing. When you hear that something is healing, you know that there is a process to it. Amen. So healing is progress. Preacher Jay, how are you feeling, brother? So healing is progressive. There is the working of miracles and there is healing. Working of miracles is when something happens. You can't explain it. It just happens. All of a sudden, the man that was in the wheelchair gets up and begins to walk. That is not healing. That is miracle. The blind eyes, all of a sudden, somebody who has not seen ever, born blind, and all of a sudden the eyes pops open, boom, and they begin to see. That is the working of miracles. But let me give you another example. When you pray, let's say you pray for somebody in a wheelchair and they feel energized, invigorated, empowered in their spirit, and they know they've received something. They go home and today they are able to stand on their feet. Then tomorrow, able to take a few steps. And as it progresses, they progressively get better. That is what you call the gifts of healing. So I want you to understand. So sometimes you are believing God for healing, but you are expecting a miracle. You know, understand this. You've set your faith for healing, but you are expecting a miracle. So when the healing is not going as you expect it to be, because what you've set your faith for is that I want God to heal me. But what you are expecting is that you want an instantaneous thing, like the lady, like instantly, like that day when I was on Facebook Live and I prayed. I said that the fire of God is falling upon somebody, like electricity. And this one young man wrote me the next day when I saw, he told me, he says that when I said that the fire felt like something hit him and his spines begin to pop. He heard his spines begin to pop into place, pop, 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 pop. And then I didn't even know. He said he injured his back and he's been in pain, constant pain for like a while. But when I said that, the spine began to pop into place and all of a sudden he was able to do what he couldn't do before. That was a miracle. That wasn't healing. Healing would have been, okay, he felt a little bit better. And then as time progresses, the pain dissipated and then he couldn't feel it anymore. Like some of you have testified after the broadcast, you would say that, oh, I used to have no mobility. Like when I was in Iowa, one man said I used to have no mobility, but I have more range than I have more range than I did before. So when those things happen, what you do on your part, because at that time the healing virtue of God has been released into your body and it is working. What you have to do on your part is that you don't have to undo what God is doing with your stupid sayings and with your unbelief. You have to just lift up your hands and say that, Lord, I thank you. I praise you. I thank you that you are a healer, and I thank you that you are healing me now. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Because what I believe as a child of God and what I believe from the Bible is that every time we declare and we speak, there is something that is working. There is a motion that has been set in place. There is a reaction that is taking place. And you can cause that reaction to react in your life depending on what you say, how you align your faith, or how you receive that. Because the Bible said, from what I understand from the Bible, that when we stand in the name of Jesus Christ, and I believe in the power of God, I believe that Jesus is real, I believe that his word is real, I believe that he is alive, and I believe that he is who he said he is. So when we speak, we command your bodies to be healed. I believe that the words that is coming out of our mouth, as long as it is in the name of Jesus, there is something that has been set in motion. I believe it. I believe that we don't just speak in vain. And when I say we, I'm talking about you, even you included. That when you begin to pray, I believe that your prayers are not in vain. I believe that there is something that is working on your behalf. There is something that has been loose. There is something that is working. There is something that is moving when you begin to speak. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. There is something. Hallelujah. I believe it. I believe that your prayers are powerful. I believe that you are anointed. I believe that the hand of God is upon you. You don't have to wait for a preacher to come on. You know, it's good to listen to preachers because it energizes you. It empowers you because, you know, the God has given gifts for the building up. So you need to be built up So it's good. But when you are built up, you don't have to always run. Can you pray for me? Can you pray for me? When you speak, something has been loosed. When you declare, because the Bible says that you shall declare a thing and it shall be established. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So when you declare, I know something has been set loose. What you have to do is that, what happens is that sometimes we even forget. Because the Bible says that one plants, one waters, but God causes the increase. So you see, there is a time to plant and there is a time to water. You know, nobody knows how a seed grows. Nobody knows how a seed grows. But everybody or anyone that has ever worked on a farm knows how to plant and water. I've done that before. You take a grain of corn. You make a little bit hole, not too deep, light hole into the ground. You put a corn there and you put a soil over it and you just water it. You have planted, you water, but who knows how it grows? So nobody knows how. I don't know how God is going to heal you this morning. I don't know how God is going to bring you the miracle. I don't know how God is going to touch you. I don't even know how God is going to minister to you. But one thing that I know, that when we pray, the Lord hears us, and the God that answered by fire would answer us this morning, and God will give you a testimony. If you believe it, say amen and give God praise. Hallelujah. I don't know how things happen. I don't know how, when that man said, the spines begin to pop and God healed his back. You ask me, how did that happen? All I did was I just prayed. I don't know. I didn't even know he was watching me. I didn't know. You know, and some of you, I've met some of you. So, you know, traveling, we meet you and you come to me and, hey, thank you. I was watching you and the Lord healed me. I don't even know you. But the Lord knows who you are. Glory be to God. God knows what you want. God knows what you need. God knows your heart. God knows how bad you want it. All he's waiting for is that now, Hayaskibra, I just attach your faith. Believe him. Believe that he is more than able to do exceedingly abundantly, more than you can think or even imagine. Believe that he wants you healed more than even you want to be healed, because the Lord needs your body. The Lord needs your hand, because God cannot do anything on this earth without man. So God needs you. He needs you, brother. God needs you. Sister, God needs you. Say this: God needs me. God needs my body. Jesus died and gave you his spirit so that you can give him your body, for him to touch the ones he wants to touch, for him to go where he wants to go, say the things he wants to say. Glory be to God. Say this: God needs me. God needs my body. God needs my body. God needs my body. So, you know, after we pray for you, understand that when we pray, something has been loosed. Some of you, you would receive it right away. Some of you, it would take a little bit. But something has been loosed. Something has been set in motion. You know, when I was in Ghana, some part of Ghana, and the last night we prayed and people begin to bring in their charms to their altar. People begin to turn in their charms. When we left, because we have prayed, that something, you know, we're there in November, towards the end of November, we have prayed, we have set something in motion. Even after we left, months later, people were still turning in their idols to the church that we did the crusade with. Because something, Kashi Brande Gedosh, something has already been set in motion. There is a reaction to the actions that we take this morning. There shall be a reaction in your body, and that reaction is going to be your healing. We take actions, and our actions will provoke a reaction. Say this: my actions provokes a reaction. My actions provokes a reaction. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So instead of saying that, oh, I was expecting a miracle and I didn't receive it. I wanted to be healed and God didn't heal me. Every time I go on morning, do you know that there's many people that used to come on morning prayer for healing. And they just gave up because to them, they didn't receive their healing. But you know that you can give up on the verge of a breakthrough. Because the Bible says that do not grow weary in well-doing, but for in due time, you shall reap a reward. In due time, you shall receive a reward. Do not grow weary. You know, as much as I tell you these things, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to be open. There are things that I prayed for a very long time that I am now seeing the victory in those things. So you don't have to grow weary in well doing. There is people that have prayed for things. They prayed for things years ago and they are now seeing it. Because the Bible said, as I was about to read to you, Mark 11 verse 23. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto the mountain. Say this, look at this. Whosoever shall say unto the mountain. That is number one. You know, so put this that you can underline this if you have your own Bible. Or you can write it somewhere. Whosoever shall say. Not when the preacher say. Whosoever. It doesn't matter whether you've been saved for 10 years or you've been saved for 1 year. Whosoever shall say. It doesn't matter whether you feel anointed or you don't feel anointed. Whosoever shall say. It doesn't matter if you've been called into the fivefold ministry or the tenfold ministry. Whosoever shall say. It doesn't matter whether you are the chief usher or the head usher. If you are the seasoned evangelist or the unseasoned evangelist. Whosoever, these are the words of Jesus written in red ink. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and look at the next part, and shall not doubt in his heart. Whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. The key word is shall not doubt in his heart. And let me read, I'll show you something. And shall not doubt in his heart, but. Okay, so number one, he didn't say that whosoever shall say to the mountain shall be removed. Whosoever shall say to the mountain, if they say the mountain, no. He says that if you say to the mountain and you do not doubt, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass. So look at this. You say to the mountain, you do not doubt, but you believe that what you said has come to pass. What will happen? He shall have whatsoever he said. Whosoever, that means including even me, including you, shall say to the mountain, be thou cast and be removed, and do not doubt. So when I say to the mountain, I shouldn't doubt. Okay. But does that, when I say to the mountain, I shouldn't doubt. So does that give me the result? No. But I should what? But I should believe that whatever thing I say shall come to pass. So one, you say to the mountain, you do not doubt, but you believe that what you say shall come to pass. And the Bible says that you shall have whatever you say. But look at this. I want you to understand this. He didn't say that whosoever shall say to the mountain, immediately the mountain shall be removed. That's not what Jesus said. So usually some people will say to the mountain and they have a timeline. They can only believe for 2 days. And after the 2 days is over, they just start doubting. You know, so somebody would come, would ask me, how come I haven't been able to receive a miracle. You know why you're asking that question in the first place? Because you are doubting in the first. You are doubting. Boom. You know why? How come I haven't been healed? That's it. Whosoever shall say to the mountain and will not doubt and would be but believe those things that he said shall come to pass, shall have whatever he say. So okay, we pray healing over you, and then tomorrow you still not feeling better, and then you begin to question whether it was real or not. What have you are doubting. So Jesus didn't put a timeline on how long you should believe. But you should, if you believe that Jesus is who he said he is, it doesn't matter how long it takes. I am going to believe him. Because if Jesus said, I am healed to the glory of God. Somebody shout amen and give God praise. Hallelujah. Doesn't matter. Whosoever shall say. You know, when I'm praying for you this morning, I am without any doubt that God is going to touch you. And I want you, because the Bible says that, you know, where two or more shall agree on a thing here on earth, it shall be as for them, it shall be so for them in heaven. That as we agree for your miracle, for your breakthrough this morning, glory be to God. I pray that Almighty God would move on your behalf. That as we take actions this morning, may there be a reaction in your life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Somebody give God praise. Somebody begin to worship the Lord. Somebody begin to praise him. Lift up your hands wherever you are if you could and just begin to worship him. Begin to magnify him. Begin to praise him. Begin to give him praise. Begin to glorify him. There is none like him. He is higher than the highest, the Almighty God, the Lily of the Valleys, the Rose of Sharon, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Opener of the Blind Eyes, the Healer of my body, the Strengthener of my body. Hallelujah. Father, we bless you. The miracle working God, the Raiser of the Dead, the one that makes the lame to walk, the blind to see, the deaf to hear, the mute to talk. We bless your holy name. We magnify you. I thank you. Begin to thank him for what he is doing in your body even at this point. Hallelujah. Begin to thank you. Father, I thank you for what you are doing in my life. I thank you for what you are doing in my body. I thank you for touching me. I thank you for healing me. I thank you for taking this issue away. Just begin to thank him. Whatever it is, I thank you for bringing me breakthrough in this area. Whatever area you are believing God for a miracle, I thank you for giving me this miracle. I thank you for bringing me a husband. I thank you for bringing me a wife. For my friend Preacher Jay, pray that prayer with all seriousness. I thank you for bringing me a wife. I thank you for taking away this financial mountain away from my life. I thank you, oh God, for eradicating death from my life in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you for bringing me into abundance in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I thank you for giving me children. Oh, glory be to the Almighty God. Hallelujah. Just praise him. Just praise him. Just praise him. Just praise him. Mashe bre karabaha. Rendeski keregedoje. Antidi baragadoje. Rikashki karaba. Marete behe. Akabrante de baragadash. Imanda sebrande gedoje. Iskete de baha. Rata da barabaraba. Mende gedoje. Brende. Karanta da baragadoje. Kika sata base bre. Mahande de baha. We give you glory. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise in the name of you. I want you to lift up your hands wherever you are with an expectation in your heart and in your mind. Just fix your mind on what you are believing God for. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I command that lower back, the disc in that lower back. I command a new, brand new disc in your lower back. In the name of Jesus, strengthen your body now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name that is above every other name, I lift up your children before you this morning. And as I pray and intercede on their behalf, and I know you are also interceding on their behalf, Jesus. Jesus, I know you are interceding on our behalf. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I pray to the Father. Father, touch your children now. If there is any sick person at the sound of my voice, I lose the miracle working power of God in the name of Jesus. And I command your bodies to be healed. I command your bodies to be quickened. Strength into your body in the name of Jesus Christ. And I declare, let there be a miracle that takes place now. Let the thing that is damaged be replaced. Let there be a creative miracle now. I lose the creative miracle power of God into your body. Be healed from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Let there be a divine turnaround into your situation in the name of Jesus Christ. I lose the miracle working power of God in every area of your life. Whatever you are believing God for, whatever you are expecting, I declare that the expectation of the righteous shall not be cut off. In the name of Jesus Christ, may you receive a testimony. May you testify of how God has been good to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. And the people of God say amen. And amen. Glory be to God. Just lift up your hands and worship the Lord. Say, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for answering me. I thank you for doing a miracle in my life. I thank you for healing my body. I thank you. I receive every word. I receive every prayer. I receive it in the name of Jesus. I receive it. And I know that there is a reaction taking place. I know that you are working on my behalf. I know, oh God, that you have done it. I know it is done. I know it is finished in the name of Jesus. I know that that financial situation, it is finished. I know that my healing is finished. I give you praise. I give you honor in the mighty name of Jesus. Somebody shout amen and give God some ridiculous praise right now. In Jesus' precious and mighty name, we have prayed. Hallelujah. Man, Father, we exalt you. Father, we bless you. We bless you, Lord. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. In the mighty name of Jesus, command your body to be healed. Let the power of God begin to fall upon people now, even in your homes, wherever you are. Let the power of the Holy Ghost begin to fall upon you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, let the fire of God begin to touch you in the mighty name of Jesus. Receive a touch in your body. Receive a touch in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ, be filled and be baptized in the Holy Ghost in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We love you, Jesus.
Thank you for listening to World Evangelistic Podcast. For more info, go to worldevangelistic.com.